When you think government shutdown, Halloween might not be the next word that comes to mind unless you live in Salem, Massachusetts, when local leaders there learned a National Park Service visitor center and its bathrooms would be closed during their busiest tourist season, they took action. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
Every October, tourists to the Witch City go on ghost tours, get their tarot cards read, and visit sites from the historic Salem witch trials. But when nature calls, Annie Harris says a lot of them head down the cobblestone pedestrian mall to the National Park Service Armory Visitor Center.
The Visitor Center has some of the best bathrooms in Salem, so it's very popular. It's one of the few places that you could have a real bathroom and not have to go to a porta potty.
Harris is CEO of Essex Heritage, a nonprofit that promotes local history and helps staff the visitor center. Salem's year-round population is about 45,000, but organizations and businesses band together to welcome 1 million Halloween tourists and their dollars to their month-long Haunted Happenings Festival. Harris says the ghosts of government shutdowns past motivated her to try to save this hub of accessible toilets and tourist information.
This is the third shutdown that's happened in October of the visitor center. The second time, about halfway through, I realized that actually maybe there would have been a way to keep it open.
So Harris called the local Park Service superintendent, who said the Washington headquarters might allow Salem to reopen the visitor center if the community covered costs, including staff to clean the bathrooms, a park ranger, and utilities. The $18,000 needed was daunting for Harris, so she emailed Salem's mayor, Dominic Pangallo.
I think we could maybe keep it open. Are you interested?
This being an option, it was exciting and encouraging, and so we jumped on it right away.
They just needed the cash. So the mayor reached out to community partners, including Ashley Judge, executive director of the city's marketing organization, Destination Salem. She was thrilled because in October, stakes are high.
And so it was really important that this not become the crummy year, the year without bathrooms. It was a problem we needed to solve.
Judge sent out her own emails. The Salem Witch Museum was the first to respond.
Do you believe in witches?
The Witch Museum attracts about 60,000 visitors in October, according to executive director Tina Jordan. She called museum CEO Biff Michaud.
I said, Biff, what do you want to do? He said, Tina, give him half. I said, oh my gosh.
Other nonprofits and businesses got on board. About $18,000 later, the National Park Service Visitor Center was able to reopen. Jordan is amazed that it came together in just 48 hours.
This is an amazing community. It's very diverse. It's very inclusive. It's a no place for hate community, and everybody rallies together when push comes to shove.
But the funding expires November 2nd. If there's still a shutdown, the visitor center will close its doors again.
People's jobs are at stake. There are so many people who live in Salem who work for the National Park Service. So please, please, let's get them back to work. Let's open everything up. Let's do it the right way.
For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.
To my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.